Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka Baseball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org. And the City of Wetumpka.
It's a beautiful afternoon for Indians baseball as we welcome you to Bazemore Field, home of the Wetumpka Indians. Gavin Baxley here for our senior night matchup between Wetumpka and Percy Julian. We are already set to get rolling here as Percy Julian will be up to bat. An early start here this afternoon, scheduled for 5 p.m., but we will begin at 4:52 with the first pitch just a moment ago coming in for an 0-1 count. Second pitch, a swing and a miss. It's our Darius Broaden who is leading off for Percy Julian. I'll give you the full lineups after this at bat. The 0-2, low and away. On the mound for Wetumpka is Colton Ashmore. The 1-2, cut on and missed. Ashmore starts the afternoon with a strikeout. The batting order for Percy Julian, our lineups brought to you by First Community Bank. Ardarius Broaden, who was just struck out. It'll be John Holman coming up now with Christopher Pearson. Xantarius Glass is cleaning up. Braylon Matsey behind him. Willie Bell in the sixth slot. DeAndre Bryant, Jamarcus Talley, and Jamarion Brown makes up the rest of the order. The first pitch a moment ago to Holman from Colton Ashmore was misfired and went through the glove of the Indians catcher in Landry. This pitch was inside, makes it 2-0. Pitch is waved on and missed by John Holman, the catcher for Percy Julian. The catcher for Wetumpka is Joseph Landry. Again, Colton Ashmore on the mound, dealing the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Count goes even. On first base for the Indians is Asher Nobles. Andre Hatcher at second. Peyton Dickey stands at third. The 2-2 is golfed towards shallow right field and caught by the second baseman in Andre Hatcher. Hatcher grabs it for the pop-out. As we continue the lineup, the shortstop for Wetumpka is Aiden Peek. And then in the field from left to right, Henry Evers with Bobo Browning and the right fielder Kyle Richardson. Two outs, no one on, and no score in the top of the first. And the first pitch to Christopher Pearson, taken for strike one. Pearson, a sophomore, playing first base today. 0-1, low and away. Indians in their gold jerseys with white pants, the script Indians lettering on the front. Percy Julian in their all grays today. 1-1 is blasted here to left field, but not far enough. The left fielder Henry Evers has it, and a quick three up, three down, top of the first. Colton Ashmore takes care of it early on. No score. We head to the bottom of the first on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Come on, come to Collier.
Looking for power, performance,
and adventure?
You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Welcome you back now for the bottom of the first inning here. No score between Wetumpka and Percy Julian, as the Indians will be coming up to bat here in just a few moments. I'll apologize for our live stream viewers trying to get our YouTube and Facebook sorted out here. Had a couple technical issues here as we got started, but hoping we can resolve those here in just a moment. In the meantime, I'll go ahead and run down the lineups for these two teams. Wetumpka batting first will be Aiden Peek in a few moments. Peyton Dickey with Kyle Richardson batting third. Logan Fawcett cleans up. Henry Evers in the cleanup spot, or pardon, batting fifth. Joseph Landry behind him, and then Andre Hatcher bats seventh. Asher Nobles and Bobo Browning round out the order for Wetumpka. On the mound for Percy Julian is Willie Bell. Bell will be pitching to the catcher, John Holman. First base is Christopher Pearson. The second baseman this afternoon is Jordan Slayton. And at third base, Jamarion Brown. Ardarius Broaden, who led off for Percy Julian earlier, he is the shortstop. Santarius Glass in left field. Center field, Jamarcus Talley. And right field, Braylon Matzy. Aiden Peek leading off for Wetumpka. Ready for the first pitch. Well inside. Almost hit him there in the leg. If you're just joining us on our YouTube side of things, want to apologize for the technical issues there earlier. Hopefully have that worked out at this point. The 1-0 count is just above the zone. You didn't miss a whole lot. The first inning was three up and three down, a strikeout from Colton Ashmore, and then John Holman popped out, and then the fly out to left from Pearson leaves us with this scoreless ball game. A dribbler now from Aiden Peek is enough for him to get on base. Sent it right to the shortstop there and manages to get on anyway. Just too long of a throw and not enough time to throw it. It'll bring up Peyton Dickey now after the leadoff base hit for Aiden Peek. First pitch here, grounded back to the shortstop. Double play opportunity. They got one. They won't get the second. Aiden Peek is taken out at second. Peyton Dickey reaches on a fielder's choice.
Number 20, Kyle Richardson.
So a runner remains at first for Wetumpka now with one down. Kyle Richardson up to bat. It's Dickey who stands at first. This pitch upstairs. Bell giving up a base hit on his first batter faced. Managed to keep him away from second, though. Now taking off for second, Peyton Dickey trying to slide in. He is caught. Percy Julian got him on the way to second. Two Indians have gotten on to first. Both of them have been stopped from advancing any further. That marks two outs now and puts Kyle Richardson in a much less favorable position with the 1-0 count. Here's the pitch, taken in the dirt. Wetumpka enters the ball game at 15-7 on the season. This is the first matchup of 6A Area 2 play. 2-0 count outside. They will call that for ball four, actually. They had the count wrong there on the scoreboard, so a walk for Wetumpka, and Kyle Richardson sends him to first. And so every batter so far for Wetumpka has made it on base, all doing so in a different fashion. A single from Peak, a fielder's choice for Dickey, and a walk for Richardson. Logan Fawcett now, one of the seniors honored here today. We'll have to wait a moment as Bell looked for a pickoff, didn't throw it. Now Bell ready to deal. Here's the pitch. Taken, taking off for second, and the pickoff no good this time. Kyle Richardson taking off from first. He gets to second in time and steals it. It was nearly identical to what Peyton Dickey tried, but just a little bit more speed there from Kyle Richardson to be able to get to second. Pitch was a ball to Fawcett. As Bell looks back at second, now he'll fire. And it is at the nose of Fawcett, a 2-0 count. Pitch there was downstairs, 3-0 count. Again, with two outs, runner at second, and no score in the bottom of the first. By the way, our first inning brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagen. 3-0 count, swung on and fouled. Three-one count after the foul ball for Fawcett. This one is well inside. I think it may have actually hit Logan Fawcett. And he will take off to first base now. Runners at first and second for the black and gold already in this first inning. And a big opportunity, but remember, already with the two outs. Marking it as a hit by pitch here, I believe. Seemed like it just caught him in the thigh. Two down, runners at first and second. This pitch to Evers is high and inside. This pitch now lofted towards the shortstop. Fell out of the glove there, and it will bring a runner home. This is Kyle Richardson who comes in, and the Indians strike first blood here. Runners at first and second off of the RBI single from Henry Evers.
Joseph Landry.
Fawcett stands at second after Richardson scored. Still two outs, a 1-0 ball game in favor of Wetumpka with runners at first and second. Pitch to Joseph Landry was out of the zone, 1-0 count. Pitch well outside. Over in the opposite batter's box of the right-handed batter, Joseph Landry. A little bit of communication between the second baseman and shortstop as the pitch goes in the dirt. Trying to be on the lookout for a potential steal. Tumka's been good at it. It'd be tough to do with runners at both first and second here. A 3-0 count in favor of Landry comes in the dirt across the way and loads the bases for Wetumpka. This was kind of part of what was expected. I think we missed out on our keys to the game brought to you by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, but I'll tell you now, it's taking advantage of the mistakes like this. Percy Julian struggles to keep its opponents from coming home. In fact, in five of the last six ball games, They have given up double-digit runs. Beg your pardon, three of the last four. They lost 13-2 to Carver Montgomery, and in games one and two of the Stanhope Elmore series, lost 18-3, 19-0. They did fall to Stanhope 7-0 in the finale of that series. That was an area matchup as well. This is the first one for Wetumpka, though. Pitch there to Andre Hatcher was cut on and missed. Landry at first, Fawcett at second. Pitch there was in the dirt, 1-1. Pardon, Landry at first, Evers at second. Fawcett is at third, as this pitch couldn't find the zone either, a 2-1 count. Willie Bell struggling a little bit after quickly recording those first two outs. But remember that every batter he's faced, as that one came in to make it 3-1, every batter he's faced has gotten on base. They have recorded outs off of a fielder's choice and catching someone stealing. 3-1 outside and a walk. Pardon, no, a late strike call. Goodness. Very delayed on the point there, but it loads the count up. 3-2. This one is driven through the legs of the third baseman. That'll bring in a couple for Wetumpka as they continue to pile it on in the first inning. Two RBI single now for Andre Hatcher. Fawcett comes in, and so does Evers. It's 3-0 Wetumpka. Still runners at first and second after having loaded bases ever so briefly. Another single for the Indians as a pitch to Asher Nobles is fouled. Oh, 1. This one lifted towards shallow right field. The second baseman drops back for it and makes the catch. That is the second baseman, Jordan Slayton, who got under it. Indians tack on 3 in the first inning. They lead it 3-0 here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speed you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
For the second inning of action now, Wetumpka leads it 3-0. The first pitch of the inning was a strike from Colton Ashmore, who's already recorded one strikeout so far. Fastball there finds the zone to make it 0-2 against Xantarius Glass, the junior left fielder. Ashmore's pitch is chopped right back at him, goes over his head, scooped up by the shortstop, though, and the throw in time. How about the effort there from Aiden Peak to race over? Came up in front of the second base bag. That's where he grabbed it from. And that is what made the first out.
Number 17.
Glass goes down. Braylon Matzie, the senior right fielder, comes back up. Or comes up for the first time, that is, with one out. First pitch is skied foul. Just to give you a recap, if you're just joining us, I know we had a couple of issues, but Percy Julian went three up, three down in the first inning. Colton Ashmore had the strikeout, and then the Indians piled on three runs in that first as well. Ashmore's pitch was outside, makes it 1-1. Indians had three hits, all singles, a pair of walks, a hit by pitch, as a strike comes in to make it 1-2. And a fielder's choice in there. Add in a stolen base or two. And that is what gave Wetumpka the 3-0 lead already. 1-2 count. Swing and a miss. Matzie goes down. Second strikeout now for Colton Ashmore.
Number 6, down.
Willie Bell coming up now, the pitcher who struggled a little bit. First pitch, a swing and miss. Pitch there outside, 1-1. Bell struggled quite a bit. Two outs now, the 1-1. Gets away from the catcher, Fawcett. By the way, for our viewers, you'll notice the extra paint on the field today as we await the 2-1 count. Ashmore deals, and this one is fouled back. We've got the Wetumpka W, of course, behind home plate, but we've also got, if you see those circles over towards the third base line, those are all of the numbers of seniors for this Wetumpka team on senior day. The 2-2 pitch waved on and missed. Strikeout number 3 for Colton Ashmore and out number 3 of the inning. Wetumpka still leads it 3-0 over Percy Julian, heading to the bottom of the second on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
We go to the bottom of the second.
Injuries don't wait, and neither should you. At Baptist Ortho Now, you get fast, specialized care for sprains, strains, fractures, and sports injuries without the ER wait. Walk in and be seen by orthopedic specialists with on-site x-rays, casting, and treatment all in one place. No appointment needed, just real care right when you need it. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 8, for injuries that can't wait, but don't need the emergency room. Baptist Ortho Now. Walk in, get treated, get back.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
In our Central Alabama Community College broadcast booth, I'm Gavin Baxley. As Wetumpka leads it 3-0 over Percy Julian as we enter the bottom of the second. Indians scored three runs in the opening inning. And looking to push the effort here with Willie Bell still on the mound for the Phoenix. Bobo Browning will lead off for Wetumpka.
Leading up for the Indians, number 17, Bobo Browning.
Browning marks the bottom of the order, so Indians going 9-1-2 in the lineup here, with Browning, Peak, and Dickey all set to bat. First up, Browning. Pitch to him, taken for a strike. This one is low and away. One count now. Well above the head there of Browning. Indians are on a two-game win streak right now. Beat Marbury in a doubleheader on Saturday in both of those matchups. 2-1. Low and away. That made up for back-to-back losses. Indians fell to Trinity and Prattville last week. 3-1 count. Downstairs, and another walk here. Browning takes the first. Already seeing the walks pile up. That is now number 3 for Willie Bell, who is yet to record a strikeout. Aiden Peek back up after a single on his first appearance. That was, of course, in the first inning. We're only into the second here. We've already gone through the order. First pitch to him is just outside of the zone. Tried to catch that lower outside corner. A pump faked pickoff attempt there from Bell. He will pull back from it instead. 1-0 count outside, now trying to steal. Misfired throw by the catcher, and a stolen second base for Bobo Browning. Just came out of the hand a little awkwardly for John Holman. And that allowed Bobo Browning to easily take to second with a 2-0 count. Peek waits, pitch hits him in the hip, and he will take first. Our second hit batter now.
Number 2.
Remember, Logan Fawcett was also hit by one last inning. Runners stand at first and second for Wetumpka. Peyton Dickey now up, no outs in a 3-0 ball game for Wetumpka in this bottom of the second. Aiden Peek, who was just hit. Remember, he had that single, but he did not manage to come home. This pitch is skied up, and the first baseman sets up camp for it as Pearson makes the catch. Our first out of the frame stops the momentum of Wetumpka for a brief moment. Kyle Richardson coming back up now, who already made it on off of a walk and scored a run. He was the first to come in and give Wetumpka the lead. This one on the first pitch, driven and out of that glove of the shortstop. Here comes another run, maybe one more. No, he'll stay at third. Indians with runners on the corners after sending Bobo Browning all the way from second to home. An RBI single for Kyle Richardson.
Number 12.
Makes it 4-0 Wetumpka now with Logan Fawcett back up. Almost hit him in the hip. A pickoff attempt at third. They won't get him, of course. Manages to get back no problem. These two teams will face off again on Thursday. A doubleheader scheduled out in Montgomery. Stolen base here for Wetumpka again. This time it was Richardson, who took off and had no resistance in that process. 2-0. Well outside for Fawcett, who was hit by that pitch in the first. On track to not have to work for this one either. 3-0 count. This would load the bases. Pitch hits the back hip of Fawcett. Another hit batter here for Wetumpka. Fawcett takes to first. Bases go loaded for the Indians.
Number seven, Henry Evers.
Henry Evers up to bat now, who already has a single, an RBI single at that. He was the one that actually sent Kyle Richardson home to score that first run in the opening inning. Now a 4-0 ball game, bases loaded with one out. This pitch, a chopper that is picked up by the third baseman. The throw to second, or to first, misfired. That'll bring in one run. Here comes another as they jog around. How about one more? Racing all the way home. Indians put three on the board just off of that one hit. What should have been an RBI single turns into a three RBI, I suppose, single and an error there. Yeah, they'll put an error against Percy Julian. Nonetheless, a 7-0 ball game all of a sudden for Wetumpka. First pitch to Henry Evers above his head. Had to duck for that one. Evers had the RBI single last inning, holding a 211 batting average this season. 1-0 pitch outside. Umpire is stopping play for a moment. I think maybe they had a ball in play they needed to get out of there. 2-0 count as we resume. Henry Evers at the ready. With the runner at third, here's the 2-0. Taken inside. Well, we've seen something similar to this a couple times this season. Wetumpka played against Park Crossing at home a couple weekends ago. The 3-0 cut on and missed. And what honestly might have hit him if he just stayed there. And against Park Crossing in the first game, ended up being a run rule after four innings. Wetumpka scored 13 runs in the first. We've seen seven through two. This one now golfed up, popped up, that is. The pitcher gets to it. Bell under it for out number two. Evers goes down. Joseph Landry is coming up, hoping he can help his teammate come from third to home. That pitch swung on and chopped foul. It's Andre Hatcher, actually, who is up right now. Henry Evers is the one who stands at third. Pitches outside. The 1-1 was downstairs as well. Makes it 2-1 now. Things get pretty serious from here on. The 2-1 is fouled off. Wetumpka, of course, in this Percy Julian series for this week with the game today and the doubleheader on Thursday. They'll have a brief break from area play with a matchup against Hopeville on Friday. And then next week, it's the rivalry week for Wetumpka. They'll take on the Stanhope Elmore Mustangs on Tuesday, and then a doubleheader on Thursday at 17 Springs. This one is lifted to left field. It will drop for a base hit. Make it a double at least. He still can't find it there. Racing for third. He will get there, and that's where he'll hold up. An RBI triple for Andre Hatcher. Hatcher launched it to left field and kind of found it in that corner where the left fielder glass just could not seem to find it. So that adds one more to the board, makes it 8-0, and a runner now stands at third. Two outs for Wetumpka. Asher Nobles takes inside, gets through the glove of the catcher. That'll bring in a jogging Andre Hatcher, who scores on a wild pitch, makes it 9-0. So far, we've had 9 runs in just 1 2/3. Scored by Wetumpka. It's a 3-0 count as a high pitch came in just a moment ago for Nobles. This one outside. Nobles now will, you guessed it, take a walk to first base. That puts Wetumpka through the order for the second time. They went through 9 batters already through this second inning. Bobo Browning comes up for the second time here. Browning swings and misses on the first pitch. Mentioned that the 13 runs scored against Park Crossing, that's the most scored in a single inning for Wetumpka this year. Right now they've scored 6 in this second. So a ways to go till then. They do already have 2 outs as well. 1-1 count upstairs. There is some work in the bullpen for Percy Julian. Not sure who that is. Pitch low and away. Browning was walked to start this inning off. Now with a 3-1 count. And he will do the same thing again. Takes the walk to first, puts a runner at second as well. Now we may see a change here for Percy Julian, as head coach Brandon Bird will walk out and at the very least talk to Willie Bell. This may be enough. Yeah, takes the glove from him. Bell will be done, and they will make a pitching change. While they make the call to the bullpen, we will take a break. 2 outs so far in the bottom of the second. Indians lead it 9-0 on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Now in the bottom of the second, 2 outs for Wetumpka, but they do have runners on first and second here as Percy Julian is making a call to the bullpen. I believe that is Cameron Ingram, the senior. He's wearing number 8. That's what we have on the roster, though I will go ahead and preface this by saying that we've had a couple discrepancies between the roster and the numbers we're seeing on the field today. Nonetheless, it relieves Willie Bell, who gave up 9 runs in 1 2/3. 5 hits allowed during that, but it's really the walks and the hit batters that kind of heightens the damage a little bit. A total of 5 walks. And he's also hit 3 batters. As Ingram gets warm. Wetumpka is hoping to pick up a win today, and they're well on track for it, and then hoping to pull off a sweep with a doubleheader on Thursday. I told you about the Stanhope-Elmore series next week, and then Pike Road will be the regular season finale on April 20th. As we get close to the postseason here, season goes by awfully quick. Getting ready to resume now. Two outs. And runners at first and second. Back at the top of the order, it is Aiden Peek. He's been hit by a pitch earlier this inning and had the single in the first. First pitch swung at and fouled back. Give you an update on some other Indians athletics. Wetumpka softball had a home game last night against Hopeville. Indians won that one 5-4 over the Bulldogs. As the pitcher Ingram pulls back, that's a balk. He was standing at the ready and then pulled off of it. And yeah, can't do that. It will allow runners to advance to both second and third now. Just adding on to the runners in scoring position that Wetumpka has had today. 0-1. Almost hits him. Maybe it did. Peek says it hit the bat. He is fighting to get to continue the at-bat, and he won't get the credit for it. Instead, he has to take the walk off the hit by pitch.
Number two, Peek.
Peek stands at first, bases loaded for Wetumpka. Peyton Dickey swings and drives one on the first pitch. It is picked up by the shortstop and the throw to second in time. That stops Wetumpka from doing any further damage. It is 9-0 after two. Good guys on top on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Visit online at baptisthealth.org. Wetumpka on top, 9-0 in the top of the third. Percy Julian up to bat. The first pitch is chopped and maybe a base hit for the Phoenix. Not quite. Picked up by the shortstop and the throw in time from Aiden Peek. He had to race into the infield there to grab the short hopper from DeAndre Bryant. Managed to get to it and make the throw across his body in the process. Now the pitch to Jamarcus Talley. Talley fouled it off a moment ago. It's an 0-1 count. This pitch well over his head. First time we've seen one come off the hand awkwardly from Ashmore. He's already got three strikeouts. 1-1. This one sent to left field. It will be caught by the center fielder who trailed over. And an out recorded there by Bobo Browning. Browning picks up the second.
Number eight, Ingram.
And it brings up Ingram now for Percy Julian. Pitch there was a check swing that is called safe as it buzzed the tower. 1-0, swing and a miss from Ingram. I'll tell you that Ingram is supposed to be coming in for Willie Bell, who is the pitcher from before, the 1-1, taken downstairs. Instead, he is actually batting ninth right now for what should be Jamarion Brown. That is not the case. The 2-1, a wave and a miss. Bell was batting in the sixth slot. 2-2. Taken downstairs. The umpires had some delayed calls here today. Gotta make sure on those close ones a couple times. Full count now with two outs, no one on. 9-0 Indians. Here's the pitch. This one towards left field, a ground ball scooped up, and the third baseman makes the throw across the way. Peyton Dickey records the third out. Percy Julian comes up empty again, goes three up and three down. Indians lead at 9-0, heading to the bottom of the third on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
To the bottom of the third, we go.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best, RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Percy Julian back in the field as Wetumpka leads it 9-0, looking to push the issue here a little bit further. Remember that as we've played before, it's always been the 15-run advantage gives you a run rule through three innings. And it's 10 if we get to the fifth. Already at 9 right now, but with how it's been tracking, Wetumpka, I would imagine, may not have a problem with that if they keep their foot on the pedal. They went through the order entirely, had a total of 11 at-bats last inning. They've gone through the full order twice, and we're up to Peyton Dickey, who is batting second for Wetumpka. Beg your pardon, Kyle Richardson coming up.
Number 20, Kyle Richardson.
So Richardson is up. It's Fawcett who's due up behind him, then Henry Evers. Cameron Ingram remains on the mound for Percy Julian after coming in at the end of that last inning. First pitch there, downstairs. He's got an interesting form. You know, you see a lot of guys who pitch that have that sidearm look to them with a 1-0 count. That one tipped back foul. He's got a little bit more of that almost a football throw kind of form to him. He's kind of going up and he's coming straight down, right? The tomahawk chop kind of look as opposed to the seatbelt, I guess, as he lobs one on the 1-1 over the head of Richardson. And the problem with that is it can make it a little more difficult to get the speed on it that you want, especially in baseball. Football gives you a little bit more leeway there. 2-1 was downstairs, makes it three balls and a strike. 3-1 pitch outside, and another walk. Kyle Richardson takes first.
Number 12, Logan Fawcett.
Logan Fawcett coming up now as Kyle Richardson stands at first. Again, 9-0 our score. Fawcett swings and misses. Richardson takes off and doesn't even slide, just keeps the foot right on the bag at second. Another stolen base for Richardson. He's managed that on multiple occasions now. Had a steal in the first as well. 0-1 count for Fawcett after the wave and miss. He takes outside. Wetumpka has not won a run rule game since March 14th. That was the Park Crossing series. 1-1 is outside. Won both of those games by run rule fashion, 15-2 and 12-2. Two-one pitch. Off speed one there that is north of the border.
I'm sitting over here.
Indians have done so on six occasions. Three-one, Fawcett fouls. Fawcett with a full count now and a runner standing at second. No outs in a 9-0 ball game in the bottom of the third. Pitch to Fawcett is swung on and fouled. With the 9-run lead, you have to imagine they've probably given the green light a little bit for these guys to swing forward a little bit, especially on senior day. Fawcett, one of those seniors. Remember, he was on the all-star team for the HSAA last summer as a catcher. Payoff pitch, swung on and fouled again. Bats are definitely more aggressive this time around. We will try the payoff again from Ingram. Fawcett again fouling back. Everybody take cover. That one was coming down. Well, Richardson got on off of the walk on what feels like an eternity ago with how long this at bat has been. How about the payoff one more time? Fawcett takes, and he will walk. A long battle results in yet another walk, back-to-back, here in the third inning. Fawcett stands now at first, Richardson at second, no outs. Henry Evers is now up. Pardon, Cohen Bell comes in as a pinch hitter for Henry Evers. Bell takes inside. Cohen Bell, a senior as well, taking the 1-0 on the opposite end of the river. Count for Bell. Swung on, chopper to third. He doesn't know where to go with it. Now the throw to first, not in time. Hesitated, and it costs him. Bases are loaded now.
Number 10, Joseph Landry.
It was a ground ball that was picked up by the third baseman, Jamarion Brown. He raced in for it, thought he was going to have a play to just toss it back to third, but when the third baseman runs away from third base, there's nobody else there. Couldn't go there, looked for first, and at that point it was already too late. This pitch is also sent to third off the chest of the third baseman, and it brings in another run. Kyle Richardson scores to make it 10-0 Wetumpka. Bases remain loaded on an RBI single from Joseph Landry, who swung on the first pitch.
Number four, A.J. Hatcher.
Andre Hatcher comes up now for Wetumpka. We do have a pinch runner for the Indians as well. Hatcher at the ready with bases loaded. Already a 10-0 ball game now for Wetumpka. Looking for that 15-run advantage. And we would call things pretty early. The pinch runner is Owen Piles, standing at first. Pitch here is inside of Andre Hatcher. Richardson came home a moment ago. As this one now is lifted to left field, it drops in front of the left fielder, and that will be another base hit and another run scored for Wetumpka. An RBI single for Andre Hatcher. Bases stay loaded, still no outs. It's 11-0. Hatcher with a 3-for-3 afternoon as Asher Nobles is now up. If I'm correct that we are in agreement on a run rule through three, then 15 would be the mark, and Asher Nobles would be the man to do it. A one count for Nobles. This one driven to left field, trailing for it, and making the grab there is Glass. Cohen Bell will tag up at third. He'll come in and make it 12-0 Indians. Just the first out of this bottom of the third. Wetumpka has now scored three runs this inning. That ties what they did in the first. They scored six in the second. Bobo Browning cuts and misses on the first pitch to him. A one count taken upstairs. Ingram looks back, now he deals. The 1-1 can't find the zone. Again, just a little high. I want to give a little bit of a shout-out to our guy Jackson Scheinflew, the former Indians pitcher playing for South Alabama. He was credited with the win on the mound against Coastal Carolina last weekend. Pitch goes outside there. Coastal Carolina ranked 14th in the nation. You may remember them as the World Series runner-ups last year. Jaguars getting a big win in that one. Kyle Morrison having a lot of success with Southern Miss as well. 3-1. Browning skies this one to left. Who's going to get to it? It's the shortstop who manages to get to it. Ardarius brought it. Goes and finds it. That's two down. Runner still standing at first and second. We go back to the top of the order. Aiden Peak this time. We've had back-to-back outs that have slowed the roll of Wetumpka for a moment. I'll tell you that right now, just with where the pitching has been for Bersey Julian, the amount of walks that we have seen, Wetumpka may just not want to swing at these and let things unfold naturally. They have not been struck out once. They've been walked a whole lot more, including twice this inning. Pitch was cut on and missed by Aiden Peak. Peak had a single in the first. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Both of those were last inning. One-one. In the dirt. Two-one is golfed foul. Percy Julian, who's already 0-3 in area play, this loss would secure or take them out of the running, that is, of an area title, at least for the regular season. 2-2. This one lifted towards shallow right. It's the first baseman who makes the catch and keeps Wetumpka playing baseball for a little bit longer. Christopher Pearson set up camp for it and made the grab. Three consecutive outs stops the three-run inning for Wetumpka. It's 12-0. Indians lead it after three on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Injuries don't wait, and neither should you. At Baptist Ortho Now, you get fast, specialized care for sprains, strains, fractures, and sports injuries without the ER wait. Walk in and be seen by orthopedic specialists with on-site x-rays, casting, and treatment all in one place. No appointment needed, just real care right when you need it. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 8, for injuries that can't wait, but don't need the emergency room. Baptist Ortho Now. Walk in, get treated, get back.
Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Wetumpka leads at 12-0 over Percy Julian in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch is swung on, and a ground ball to third will quickly record the first out there. One goes down, and to my best guess, that was Antavion Moore, listed as number five on the roster. This pitch swung on and missed by John Holman.
You don't want to go after 6 o'clock.
Never
here. Pitch is lifted up but trails foul. Makes it an 0-2 count with one down. Ashmore is so far dealing a no-hitter with an 0-2 count. as that pitch was fouled off. Myself and our public address announcer, Braxton Palmer, knock on wood there. So far, it has been pretty clean. In fact, so clean that it's not only a no-hitter, it's a perfect game for the moment. Pitch is outside, makes it 1-2. He's got three strikeouts. Percy Julian has gone three up and three down throughout this ballgame. The 1-2, swing and a miss, and that is strikeout number four now for Colton Ashmore. First out of the top of the fourth. Christopher Pearson now steps up. Pardon, not the first out. That is the second out. No one on. Holman on the first pitch swung and fouled. Pardon, Pearson. Holman was the one that just went down for the strikeout. Pearson with a fly out in the first. We're just now getting through the rotation for the second time as the pitch is swung on. It was well outside. Pearson reached across the way for it, makes it an 0-2 count. Looking for strikeout number five for Ashmore. Got him. Swings and misses, and Pearson goes down. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ashmore, and Percy Julian is still scoreless. We head to the bottom of the fourth now. Indians on top, 12-0 on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
We got the bottom of the fourth.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Indians lead it 12-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning against Percy Julian in game one of this three-game series. We'll have the other two matchups coming up on Thursday for a doubleheader. Those are in Montgomery. And Wetumpka trying to finish things off here. If they can get three more runs, we'll call it now. If not, then we'll have to wait until the fifth. Remember, once we get through the fifth, the run rules changes to a 10-run advantage, which Wetumpka, of course, already has. Gavin Baxley here with you on this Tuesday afternoon.
Thank you, young lady.
First pitch is downstairs. The pitcher still Cameron Ingram on the mound for Percy Julian. It's Peyton Dickey who stands for the 0-1. He'll swing at this. It'll be fair. Scooped up. No, he lost it. The toss is still in time. Wow. I mean, Ingram fumbled it and fumbled it again. Couldn't scoop it up. It turned into about a maybe 5-yard underhand toss. But he still had enough time to get it to him, apparently. Would have been a pretty egregious error. This pitch now is skied. No, pardon, sent to third. And the ground ball goes for a ground out. A very quick at-bat there for Kyle Richardson. He will go down thanks to the work of the third baseman, Jamarion Brown. Well, something has changed for Percy Julian because Wetumpka, after piling on the three runs, they had the six in the second, the three in the first. It has now seen five consecutive outs. No one has gotten on in the last five batters faced. The first pitch to Logan Fawcett there was upstairs, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch was out of the zone as well. And a 2-0 count. With no one on, two outs here for Fawcett. Inside pitch. A 3-0 count for the senior. This one is lifted to right field. It will drop for a base hit. Fawcett stands at first. Fawcett finally got to have a little bit of fun today. He has walked once, been hit by a pitch twice, but finally gets a base hit to his name. One for one on the afternoon. Cohen Bell coming in. He was the pinch hitter for Henry Evers last time. He's staying in that role here on what I guess is now a substitution at this point. Pitch is wild and behind the head of Cohen Bell. Fawcett hesitated. He'll take off finally and slide in to second, taking advantage of the wild pitch. Part of the reason he was able to do that was because catcher John Holman was in no hurry to grab it. 1-0 count with two down. Pitch swung on. This one gets through to left field. Fawcett jogs it over to third. Runners on the corners after a single from Cohen Bell.
Number 10, Joseph Landry.
Joseph Landry now coming up with runners on the corners. Again, if you want the 15-run mark, it'll have to be Joseph Landry who gets it with two down and two on. Pitch goes high and again over the head of Joseph Landry. And when I say over the head, I mean directly above his head. He has missed the zone a handful of times here. Well, the 1-0 count upstairs. Two balls, no strikes after back-to-back outs started the frame. Percy Julian trying to save it here as this one is fouled back by Landry. Part of what has, again, made this slow down just a little bit is Wetumpka has definitely been more aggressive batting than they were early on. They were kind of taking advantage of the walks. Now they have been willing to swing at some questionable pitches. The 2-1 now skied into foul territory towards left. Two count with two outs. Deuce is wild here. Landry waits. Ingram pitches outside. Full count. Before that pitch, I want to remind you also of what's coming up on May 15th. Wetumpka Indians football returns for a spring game in Troy at Veterans Memorial Stadium, home of the Troy Trojans, against Dothan. That's May 15th at 7 p.m. Payoff pitch swung on, skied up, but will go back and foul. Thought I might have had a chance to catch that one. Came close to our press box here. That matchup against Dothan, by the way, part of the Troy Classic, a series of high school football games throughout the day from teams across the state. We'll try the payoff again. This one was tapped and barely went foul. That actually landed fair for a moment, took a little bit of a backspin to go foul. Trying for the payoff for the third time. Here it is. Swung on. This one is skied to shallow right. The second baseman can't locate it. It'll drop. Wetumpka will bring another run in. Very casual about that, by the way. They probably, again, could have pushed the issue there, but runners on the corners as Fawcett came in.
Number four, A.J. Hatcher.
Andre Hatcher, or A.J. Hatcher, up to bat. Before he goes, another reminder also. Indians signing day will be March 23rd. That will be in the gym here at Wetumpka High School. A lot of athletes trying to sign to the next level of athletics, something that we have been really proud of here at Wetumpka over the last few years. On the first pitch, a line drive from Hatcher caught by the center fielder, and Wetumpka only scores one despite having three runners get on. It's 13-0 as we head to the fifth inning. Percy Julian with one more chance to try and close things back up before the run rule goes into effect. 13-0 Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Now is the perfect time to start your future at Central Alabama Community College. CAC's next mini-term begins March 9th, giving you a fast, flexible way to earn college credit or start a new career path. With campuses in Alexander City, Childersburg, Talladega, and Prattville, CAC offers affordable classes designed to fit your schedule. Don't wait for fall. Get started this spring. Apply online today at cacc.edu. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcoming you back now for our fifth inning, brought to you by Wharf Casual Seafood. Fresh, fast, and always delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone. From shrimp and fish to po' boys and salads, enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today, Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. It's a 13-0 ball game for Wetumpka as we enter the top of the fifth. Indians trying to secure the run rule with a 1-0 count after the first pitch was a ball. This one comes in for a strike. Colton Ashmore still on the mound for Wetumpka. Going up against Antavion Moore. Pitch there was a fastball. It's a 1-2 count. Here it is. Wave and a miss. And another strikeout. That's number six, and it is three in a row now for Colton Ashmore. Ashmore is two outs away from a perfect game through five innings, if he can hold on to it here. Braylon Matzy swings at the first pitch for a strike. The 0-1 almost hits him. He ducked, and if he had been hit, it would have ruined the perfect game. Ashmore may owe him some gratitude after. One ball, one strike. This one sent to left. It is caught on a line drive by the shortstop. Aiden Peek got to it. The backhand grab for out number two. Indians are one away now, and Colton Ashmore one away from a perfect game. Pitch, check swing. This is Willie Bell, who has come back in. Remember, he was the starting pitcher earlier. He's now back into the lineup. Or they never really took him out. They really made a lot of substitutions when they made that change. Pitch there was outside, 1-1. This time a foul ball to make it a 1-2 count. A 1-2 count with two outs. This could end it. Ground ball gets over Ashmore. Can the shortstop get to it? Throw is in time. Got the out. Ashmore is perfect on the afternoon. Indians win it 13-0 over the Phoenix. How about Colton Ashmore? Six strikeouts. And he secures a perfect game through five innings. Indians get a game one win of this three-game series over Percy Julian, 13-0. Remember, they will play again on Thursday. It'll be a doubleheader for that one. Mitch Petrie will have the call of those. Indians with 11 hits, no errors. Percy Julian comes up scoreless, no hits, one error. Indians scored at least one run in every inning that they played, and Colton Ashmore with a complete game of five innings, a no-hitter, and a perfect game at that to secure the win. Want to thank everybody for tuning in on this Tuesday afternoon. Our next broadcast will be against Percy Julian again on Thursday. Those games are on the road, scheduled right now for 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock in Montgomery. Mitch Petrie will have the call of that one. I'm Gavin Baxley for our friends at Radio Alabama Sports. We will see you next time. Our final score, 13-0. Wetumpka wins it over Percy Julian. Wetumpka Indians baseball is the property of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.